UN officials and local journalists say several people were killed and thousands fled their homes in eastern DRC in the wake of clashes between rebel forces, Congolese military, and UN troops. UN spokesman Kemal Saiki says the international organization is appealing for calm.
We are calling for an immediate end to the fighting, and we're emphasizing the fact that what brought about this fighting is a political issue. And a political issue is the only way to solve them is to address them through a political solution.
The DRC's Minister of Interior and the deputy head of the UN mission there have gone to the region to try to negotiate with the rebels. When the DRC's civil war ended in 2003, General Nkunda refused to join the newly integrated army. Since then, there have been several clashes with Nkunda's forces. Nkunda says he wants to protect his people, Congolese ethnic Tutsis, who he says face persecution from the new army. But Jason Stearns, an analyst for the Brussels-based think tank International Crisis Group, says he does not believe this most recent unrest was part of a larger strategy.
The trigger appears to have been the killing of a Tutsi civilian who was very close to one of the commanders in this group. He was killed at a police checkpoint in the town of Sake, just to the west of Goma. After he was killed, the dissident forces, who are under the command of General Laurent Nkunda, launched an attack on the town of Sake.
Goma is a major city near Rwanda's border. In fighting in 2004, Nkunda's fighters had briefly taken over the other major eastern city, Bukavu. Humanitarian organizations have accused Nkunda of war crimes and human rights abuses. The UN spokesman Saiki says that only the Congolese government can decide whether to arrest Nkunda.
I cannot speculate about that. This is a question that should be addressed to the Congolese government.
Congo's capital, Kinshasa, also recently experienced unrest surrounding the results of the October 29th presidential election. Incumbent President Joseph Kabila, who is popular in the east, won the vote, but results have yet to be certified amid a challenge by his rival, former Uganda-based rebel Jean-Pierre Bemba. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.
旺网易语网站，欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。